A long time ago, there lived two crows in the forest. One lived on the east end and the other on the west end. The crow that lived in the east was known as the Wise Crow because he knew how to get drinking water by dropping pebbles into a jug. The crow that lived in the west was known as the Foolish Crow because he lost his meat to the fox. One day, the Wise Crow and the Foolish Crow settled on a tree in the forest and started to chat. "I really envy that you were born smart and were able to think of a way to drink water by dropping pebbles into a jug," remarked the Foolish Crow. "I was not born smart. My mother taught me well." "It seems that you really are a little bit foolish. How could you let the fox cheat you? You worked so hard to find the meat, but you then fed the fox with that same meat. It was already in your beak," the Wise Crow replied. The fox, who happened to pass under the tree, heard the crows talking above. He sneered and thought to himself, "The crows are always so stupid and will never be as smart as me." The fox furrowed his eyebrows for a little while and hatched a plan. He looked up and called out to the Foolish Crow with a smile. "I've heard others say that you are a foolish crow, but I disagree. You surely are the more intelligent crow." The Foolish Crow was delighted to hear the fox praising him and asked, "Why do you think I'm smarter?" The fox replied, "You can find meat, but that other crow can only drink water. So you are smarter than him." The Wise Crow disagreed. "I can find meat too." The fox said, "I don't believe it. Why don't we have a contest? Whoever can fly back here first with some meat is the real Wise Crow." Upon hearing these words, the two crows flew out of the tree to search for meat. The Foolish Crow flew to the place where he found the meat last time. He circled around the area 3 times in the sky, but found nothing, and he had no idea where else to search for meat. The Wise Crow remembered that he often saw dead animals on the road who had been hit by cars. He quickly flew to the nearest highway, and right away he found a small dead squirrel. He tore off a small piece of meat and hurried back to the tree. The fox was waiting when the Wise Crow returned to the forest. "It seems that you really are the smart crow," the fox exclaimed with a grin. Looking at the fresh meat in the Wise Crow's beak, the fox licked his lips and decided to repeat the trick he used the last time. He said to the Wise Crow, "Since you are so smart, your singing must be much better than the Foolish Crow. Can you sing a song for me?" The fox never imagined that the Wise Crow was anticipating this. The Wise Crow stretched his neck, swallowed the meat, and proceeded to open his mouth, calling. The fresh meat was gone, and the Wise Crow's loud "caw, caw" was almost unbearable. The fox had to run away. The Foolish Crow just flew back and landed on the tree branch at the same time the fox was fleeing. Seeing the fox was defeated, the Foolish Crow happily remarked to the Wise Crow, "It looks like you really are smarter than me. Thank you for helping me teach the fox a lesson." The Wise Crow could not help feeling a little self-important. "Well, I am simply good at learning. I learned from your bad experience."